since I've been at Choices? Well, I bought a house. I bought the house before, while I was still on disability. So, you know, you can do things while on disability. And it was scary, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to lose my disability. How am I going to keep a roof over my head? But I was sure I was going to mess up my disability and I wasn't going to be able to afford anything. But I took a shot at it, bought my house. Don't have a new car, but for me it was new. You know, it's a 2003, but it's got low mileage on it. So, you know, things have been going real good, and they offered me this full-time job on salary and really made me real interested in seeing that other people can see past the fear of losing that disability. You know, where do I really stand? Can I do this without losing it? And like my doctor told me when I was talking to him about going back to work and started working here part-time and that, he said, you know, disability is determined by you and the doctors and what they report. It's not determined because you're working and doing something. You know, there's a point where it's gainful for you, but your disability doesn't go away because you're working. And as long as your doctors or therapist or whatever, as long as they're putting on there that you have that disability continuing, that's what they're going by. They're not going by the fact that you're able to work and make some money doing something. So that kind of put my mind a little more at ease. So.